everybody. Welcome to Lions Pride Tavern podcast number 328. Tonight we talk about the new raid, Aberyst, the Shadowed Crucible, plus Wrath of the Lich King Classic. But before all that, let's start off with introductions.
I'm your host, Fafford. I play a Dwarven Beastmaster Hunter in the awesome game World of Warcraft.
Next up is Lorelei.
Hello, it's Lorelei, your Night Elf Arms Warrior.
And Mac?
Hey, it's Mac, and I think of inappropriate things to say just as we're starting the podcast.
And that's the reason we have Mrs. Mac.
Hi, it's Mrs. Mac. And yeah, I'm married to Mac.
And I have an excellent frying pan defense.
Right. And Miss Lystra, there it is. And Miss Lystra is with us.
Hey, I'm Lystra, and I play a warlock, always a warlock. Never fails.
So, yep. So how is everybody?
Okay.
I'm awake.
Yeah.
I'm kind of awake.
Doing.
So we had 2 weeks off. Sorry about
that,
guys.
Yeah, we did.
But we basically, Fafford. Well, don't blame me because I didn't make the decision. I was told like 20 minutes before we went to start the podcast. She's like, or to start raiding. I was like, oh, we're not raiding? Okay, why? She goes, my wife goes, you need to read Discord. We made that decision. So,
what
but there was, you know,
because
it was, I know, right? There was something about content and new stuff coming out and everybody was tired of the old stuff, whatever.
Incontinent and, you know.
But, yeah, so we have lots of new stuff to talk about. And I'm going to have to let Lorelei do it because I had eye surgery and I didn't raid at all because I couldn't even look at my computer monitor without my eyes watering because I was dilated for 2 freaking days. That was some good stuff there.
That's like childbirth. A lot of dilation.
2 day bender, Fafford.
Well, it was funny because I'm lying there on the gurney and I got this little silver hat on, you know, protects all my hair, you know, from the surgery and all that. And well, I don't think it protects.
And the government X-rays,
hair, but, right? And the nurse walks up and she goes, she walks up and she looks at me after she's been doing the drops for a little bit, and she tells my wife to come over. She goes, "You got to see this. This looks funny." I'm like, "What?" And they look, and I got one eye is just like my pupil's like, you know, the size of a quarter, and then my other one is just normal.
Ugh, that's weird.
You look like David Bowie.
Yeah,
he's wearing his tinfoil hat. Yeah,
and I'm wearing my tinfoil hat. Yes. So yeah, my wife had to take a picture so she could send it to my daughter while I was laying there in my tinfoil hat too. So but everything went great. The surgery was fantastic. These guys are awesome. Now I have one lizard eye and one non-lizard eye. No, I'm just kidding. I wanted a lizard eye. I asked him if you could put a lizard eye in there, and he just kind of looked at me like, I don't know. You think you know what you're talking about? So I think those contacts are cool. You ever seen those?
The lizard eye
contacts? Yeah, those are cool. No. Of course, I can't touch my eyeball, so I'd never be able to put them in.
I was gonna ask you about that because you keep saying that you're gonna get glasses for your distance, and I'm like, dude, contacts are like the way to go.
Yeah, contacts suck. No way. No, I had a friend of mine that could like turn his bottom eyelid inside out or whatever it is, and they got the little thingy that pops up in front of your eye, and ever since I've seen that, I can't touch my eye. I can barely put eye drops in, and I have to put eye drops in 4 freaking times a day and 3 different drops.
So does mommy have to like sit on you? Go, wait a minute, somebody hold him. It's like the dogs, hold him still.
This would be a better hair.
I've actually learned, and I don't know if anybody knows this, but if you tilt your head just right where you have right where your tear duct's at, and you drop it there with your eye closed and then open it up, the eye drop just rushes through. And it works perfect. You don't have to drop it on your eyeball because I can see the drop coming, you know? And it's like, oh my God. And then I close my eye right when it hits, and then I get it on the outside of my eye. So yeah. But if I put it right in the corner and then open my eye, perfect. Works great.
No, I've got contacts and I've worn them for years, but they don't correct for my reading. So I have to wear glasses when I read with my contacts in, so I just wear glasses anyways. I wore the contacts during COVID when they were making us wear a mask outside at Five Below. You'd cough and the glasses were fogging up, so I was wearing contacts that whole time. But other than that, nah.
Okay, so am I the weird one here? I had corrective surgery years ago, and it's starting to wear off. And I recently realized I needed to go and have my eyes checked, and I now have monovision. I have one eye that I use for my far vision and one that is for close vision, and I don't even notice. So I have a contact in one eye and none in the other. And my brain has managed to correct everything where I don't even notice.
So when she looks at things, wow. You hear her go, boop, 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 boop. Sorry.
Well, that's what I was doing.
$6 million, I'm sorry.
That's what I was doing with my cataract. I mean, my wife was with me when I went to go get my eyes examined. And they're like, okay, let's read the letters on the chart there. And I'm like, what chart? I couldn't even, there's just a blurry spot right in the middle. And of course, it's my right eye, so that's my scope eye. You know, so I can't even shoot a gun because, like, you know, the crosshair is just, like, gone. So she goes, yeah, I was pretty scared. And I said, yeah, but my left eye makes up for it. I can see fine as long as my left eye is open. Because as soon as I took the thing off my eye.
And he drives like that, yeah.
Right? I was like, as soon as I took the thing off my eye, I went, oh, look, it's a letter B.
Okay, all the clumsy stuff you've done in the last year is all starting to make sense. If you can't see out of one eye, how are you staying upright? Because aren't you the one who fell down the stairs too?
Yeah, but that wasn't recent. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. You fell down the stairs.
No, I fell down the stairs and broke my back, like.
No. You were gimping around because you fell down the stairs recently, like an ankle or something. Mrs. Mack, hit mommy up. She'll tell us. She won't lie.
I don't think so.
Yeah, get her. She's in the game right now.
Now it's affecting his brain. He fell down and hit his head.
He's got a
concussion. Or his butt, same kit. Thing, you know.
I don't think that's me. But, you know, hey. You know, I am getting up there, so I may not remember it. But that's fine. I'm meeting all you guys for the first time again.
There we go.
Oh, gotta love it.
No, I don't remember falling down any stairs.
We'll see what the judge says in a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
She's going to give us a list of things. We're all going to go, oh, yeah, makes total sense now.
She said he might as well have.
Oh, God.
Yes. But okay. I didn't. too funny.
Or did you?
Yeah.
You're never gonna know.
I'll never remember. So, all right. Well, let's
remember when I fall.
Right after she changed the life insurance policy.
Exactly. So I couldn't play on my computer for the last few days, but I did look at my phone and I saw that you guys there must have been at least 10 of you playing Classic today. So tell us about the raid in Classic.
Welcome to Classic.
No, we had a raid in Classic.
Yes, we did. And I even made it through the first boss in Ulduar, which is normally like sends me reeling and puking. And I think it was Govan said, get on a motorcycle. You can control the motorcycle goes.
It was Tumlo.
Oh, it was Tumlo? It was somebody.
So she put her leathers on, put a helmet on. And tried nice. It was hey. All these old references. Anyways, no, we had fun.
Yeah.
Nobody
knows what you're talking about, Mac.
I know. $6 Million Man reference. I did the Happy Days reference. It's
great.
Now I feel old. Anyways.
We got pretty far.
Well, we got to him. We normally go right through him. And for some reason this week we just got creamed a couple times with him. So But they'll start up again tomorrow. Should have everybody there. We had a couple of our normal
2 o'clock server time is what they're calling for.
Yeah, it's normal time. So we had some normal people that did not show up this week.
Oh, good. You didn't have the abnormal people show
that's
up.
That's right. That's right. We had all abnormal folks. Normal? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, I know. Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gave me
this
the abnormal
crew, I tell you.
Oh, anyways, no, we had a lot of fun. So we're having fun. We're looking for more people to join. We've got people that are coming in the guild left and right. And
so
more
let us
people
know how
are
they
joining
can do that
us.
And what time do you play?
They can come into the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord, and there's a Classic Raid channel. You can join the Classic Raid channel and just type in that you're interested in raiding. You gotta have a level 80. If you're in the guild, we're not worried about guild score. Our gear score will level you up as you go. That was the big question. What gear score do you require? It's like, none. Most of us are geared well enough to drag you through. Kind of like when I first started in the Lion's Pride Tavern on retail. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. You're welcome to join us. Say hi in guild. We're always looking for more people. We've got, like I said, 10 man. I think this weekend they have the new Diablo was live for everyone to play. Not live, but they were doing testing the server and everything this weekend. So there's a lot of people that are in the free to play, and I think we may have lost a couple people to do that.
Server slam.
Yep. So next week we'll be there. Lystra may have her level 80 here by that time, or
it's possible. I mean, that's. I'm not gonna say no.
There we go. Fafford will be there in like 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep holding your breath.
Reinstall.
It's actually still installed. So I ordered another really fast hard drive, the solid state hard drive, and I ordered a 2 terabyte this time because I only had a 1 terabyte.
He's got a server room at his house full of these little extra.
Yes, I'm one of those nerds that have little extra computer parts all over. Just in case someday I ever want to go back and look at an old hard drive.
Me too, Fafford. Me too.
I wish I would have saved some of my old computers and some of my old games, because some of those I want to go back and play and I can't.
But, you know, some of them are making a really, really big comeback.
Oh, yeah. Goodoldgames.com has some stuff down there.
Oh, I was watching one of the guys that I normally stream with. He was playing Dungeons and Dragons back when it was like 8-bit.
Yeah, they have that. Yeah. They have that on Steam.
Yeah, it's on Steam right now. It's golden Dungeons and Dragons or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's you know, I saw that. Then I was looking at the old graphics, going, "Oh, I don't know if I can."
I was watching it going. I was watching him going, and then the sounds would come on, and we'd be like, pew, pew.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Like, yeah, right? It's like, oh my God, I couldn't. And then the music, it would be like, you know, 8-bit music.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I remember playing back in the day. That was my jam. I loved the TSR stuff.
Back then, but, man, that was high tech, you know, because we were playing, you know, tabletop.
And yeah, I played
didn't
that.
Have to.
I played that, and I played Bard's Tale on the computer originally. Yeah, that was a first person where you're looking out in the screen in front of you. It was fun. And
I think the first what do they call that? First person? Is that what it is? First person mode? Yeah, the first person mode where you actually move your mouse to swing your sword was it was something. Sorcerer something or other. Wizard sorcerer, I don't remember what it was called. But that was cool because it was like you're fighting skeletons and the king's oh God, what was it called? King's Quest. Yeah, that's what it was. King's Quest. I think that's what it was. I don't know, that was many, many moons ago.
We've all forgotten.
Yeah. But speaking of D&D, I watched the new movie.
Did you like it?
Yes, I was impressed.
They did a great job with
it. I liked it.
I did not think I was going to like it because my wife goes, well, she goes, oh, look, it's up for sale on iTunes. Should we get it? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, we're going to have to watch the first one. I'm like, no, we don't.
Oh, you don't need to watch the first one.
It's got nothing to do with the first one. And the first one was terrible. I mean, it had one of the Wayans brothers in it. That, I mean, how good could it have been? You know, but no, the first one's, it's not bad. You know, it was corny. And that's the way they did all the D&D. They made them corny. This one,
well, they kept trying to make the GM or the DM a character, and it's like, yeah. The GM isn't a character. They're supposed to be, you know, kind of an omniscient outside of the box, you know, sort of thing. Anyway, so that's what used to drive me nuts when they did those things in cartoon and stuff like that. I was like, ah.
This one was good though. I really enjoyed it. So if you guys have not watched it and you're looking for a recommendation, I give it a thumbs up.
You don't have to play D&D to get it and to enjoy it.
You definitely don't.
For the people that don't, because we were sitting two seats over from, I guess, some kids in a family, and they were older. They were older teens, you know, and the sister was explaining things to the brother, and it was hilarious. So yeah, and there's a Critical Role reference in it too for those who are hardcore D&D players.
Yes, there was. Oh, yeah. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Did you catch it?
Yes, I
did. And the campy humor I liked, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and it's, you know, it's got the guy who played
Chris
the
Pine.
New Kirk.
It's got Chris Pine in it. Yeah.
He's the new Kirk in Star Trek, you know. So, and I thought he did a really good job.
I didn't
expect him to be a bard, though.
That's the only thing I had that I wasn't happy about, was that he didn't really do anything as a bard.
No.
He sang one song.
But what do bards do? Really?
Bards can kick some butt. Which made me think, is he really a bard, or was he just pretending?
Well, he's a harper.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is,
and yes, they can, you know. Yeah, they were pretty big things. So well, maybe he'll do something in the next
movie. So what was the girl? What was she? Was she a barbarian or was she a fighter?
Barbarian. Which,
his friend.
Yeah, the female that he ran.
Yeah, with. I would say she's a barbarian.
Yeah, okay. Barbarian.
That's what I was going for, but
maybe she was a multi-class, because didn't she do a lot of rogue stuff?
Yes, that's
breaking
why
into
I was
things.
Curious.
So she's a multi-class character.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense.
I love the druid. That was my favorite. Oh my god!
Awesome.
Was great.
And I don't remember. I mean. Refresh my memory. You play D&D more than I do, Lorelai. Sure. Could a druid change into that many different shapes?
Yeah, high level druid. Yeah.
All right. I never played a druid.
You know what?
I
haven't
played
either.
A cleric or a,
I have not played
a wizard.
Druid.
I thought it was limited per times per day. You could
get
when
your guide
when you
out.
Reach a high level, then you can pretty much do it when you want to, because you can turn into elementals and big things, not just little animals.
There you go.
Yeah,
but I think they
a good
did
show.
A good job of it. Yeah,
yes.
You
gotta
admit,
the
owlbear was amazing.
Yeah, the owlbear, and most people are like, "What is that?" Well, that's an owlbear. You got to have an owlbear in D&D.
That's like a gimme.
Oh, no kidding, right? And I thought they did a tremendous job with the displacer beast.
I like the part with the intellect devourers. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was good. If you haven't watched it, go and watch
it's great fun.
Even if you only are the occasional D&D player, it was still really good.
If you just like fantasy, it's
yeah,
it's not J.R. Tolkien type-ish, but it's good. It's, if you like humor, but you know, I hate it, but you know.
Yep. And then let us know what you thought of it. Just jump into Lion's Pride Tavern Discord and just go to any of our channels. The LPT channel would be the first one you jump into, and you know, that's pretty much our welcome page. But you know, tell us what you think, what you thought of the movie, whether you gave it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, because you know, everybody's got a different opinion. And we all play World of Warcraft. I mean, World of Warcraft was my go-to when I couldn't get a D&D group together, because at least I could play it, you know, regardless by myself. and run around and level, you know, and kill stuff. But it's tough to find a D&D group in Montana that you can get together quite often, you know. Lorelei, what do? You do twice a month?
I do once a month, and it's once with pretty much the same people that I've been playing with off and on for, you know what, I'm embarrassed to say this, but probably over 20 years.
Nice. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I used to, at my big heyday, it would be Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning.
That you'd play?
That I'd play, yeah.
Wow.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
It is. Yep. We were kind of famous in the back room of the game shop.
What version did you start with?
Oh my God. Third edition. With the group, I started with. No, it was first edition.
Okay. When I first started playing, they had brought out the boxed set, the beginner's guide.
I started with the box.
Yeah, they had the box, and they didn't have the very first advanced D&D they brought out was the monster manual. But you were still playing with Greyhawk and Blackmore, those little, I wish I still had those books. They had the original.
Yeah, I've got to see if I've got my original books. Well, I probably do. I don't throw that kind of stuff away, but yeah, those are like for my long time retirement, in retirement. Now I played that. I played the Red Box, first edition. I guess that is first edition. I don't even remember. Yeah. Third edition. I don't. There was one. Maybe it was second edition that we didn't like, or third edition we didn't like, and then we had a DM who would let us at one point. We started creating our own classes and races, and every Friday night we would go. There was a Hardee's that was open 24 hours near where we played, and we would go sit in there until like 8 in the morning. We would play from 6 at night to when the store closed at midnight, and then go to Hardee's and sit until the sun came up. And they didn't care because, you know, it's like, hey, you know, you've got like 12 people sitting in Hardee's,
right?
And nobody's going to come in and mess with you.
Well, but
we had a Navy SEAL in the group. Nobody's going to mess with you in the Hardee's.
No, that's true. But I mean, they're probably fine with it because it looked like there were people in there.
Yeah, we
were
eating.
Them staying open. Yeah,
how many people are going to be, you know, 12 people eating food?
Yeah.
At 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, just rolling up characters and creating characters. It was great.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's actually a really good idea to have some sort of restaurant attached to your gaming.
Yeah, so. Well, we used to have all kinds.
Nice.
That's where I'll be next Saturday.
We kind of got off topic again. But I just wanted to bring up the
D&D movie. And this surprises us how?
No, not at all.
It's not a surprise.
So for the last couple of weeks, we haven't done anything. People have been playing, but there was no raids, so we don't have anything in the past to talk about. But Lorelei, you were there both Friday and Saturday night raid?
Oh, yeah. We had a great weekend. First weekend, we got down 6 bosses.
The first night? Friday night?
No, the Friday night we got down 4.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, that was the best raid night I think we've ever had.
And why is that?
Because
Stafford and I weren't there to mess it up.
Bosses, we one-shot 3 of them.
Wow.
We were good. Yeah, we walked in and did Kazara, the first one, and apparently, from when Mommy put out the guide for us to look at, and I love that guide. I screenshot the little list of directions that they put up at the bottom. It's like, oh, that's awesome. They changed some things, and that fight was much easier. So we walked in and one-shot that boss. So we, you know, kind of got our little chest puffed up, and oh, we're good. We're good. And then we hit the second boss, the Amalgamation Chamber. Ooh. That put us right back in our places because we had 7 wipes on that boss. We did not think we were going to get that one down. But that had so much going on. You had to split the raid. The tanks had to swap. Well, first we had, you know, those of us that weren't sure, were we supposed to follow our tank or, yeah. So it's just a whole lot of things going on, but we got through that one. And then we did the forgotten experiments and one shot them and one shot the, no, I'm sorry. Let me step back. Out of the four bosses, we killed two. We one shot two. Seven wipes on one, and then we had one wipe. We only got one attempt at the assault of the Zagali, which is Rash somebody. My mistake. I misread the chart. So we spent a lot of time on the second boss. Got the third boss down one shot, and then got one attempt to see what... the assault of the Zagali was. But that's still, yeah. We got through three bosses and saw a fourth one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is
and that was
great.
Just Friday, right?
That was Friday.
Yeah. Then how did you do Saturday?
Saturday, we didn't get as many done because I think we're getting toward those middle set of bosses where you got a lot of different mechanics to worry about. We're seeing them for the first time. We did get down the assault of the Zagali. We had three wipes and then got it down. And then we did, oh, Rashok is a separate boss. Rashok, we finished, we had seven wipes on him, but got him down. But you know what was really interesting is that it was one of those, the fights that we took a long time on. We were able to come in very quickly this time and get like, oh, here's the first thing that we're messing up on. Let's get that fixed. So we got that fixed. All right. So we got the tank swaps fixed and everybody stays on their own side. Don't follow the tanks. Okay. We got that fixed. And then we'd have to work on the next thing because the Zagali one, that's got a lot. You're splitting the group again. That seems to be one of their themes this time. And you've got a lot of ads to kill while you're killing a boss who's jumping from one section to the next. And then you've got to fight the boss at the end and then protect a door. So you're running back and forth and back and forth. We would get ourselves straightened up, get our mechanics fixed. Each time we wiped, we came in and did it a little bit better the next time.
Nice.
And then after we did Rashok, we went and got one attempt just to see the fight, the Vigilant Steward, which is Zakarn. Zakarn. And that looks like that's going to be a fun fight. He's got traps on the floor, and you have to kite the boss around the circle, and then ads come out and try to set off more traps, and you got to turn traps off and watch out for fire. We got fire everywhere in this raid. But it is a fun raid. It's a fun raid.
Nice.
So we had a good week. So
did you get any new gear?
I did. I got a new neck today. On Saturday. And I don't know why. A one-handed weapon on Friday. I'll stick it in the bank. Maybe I'll use it. Maybe I won't. Nice. Probably given it away to somebody, but
I know my
son. I think the
was...
universe keeps saying you got to try being a tank. You got to try. Right. Here, look, here's a weapon for you.
Lorelei the tank.
You know, I had one attempt where I tried it early on, and I just was not good because I didn't know what the heck I was doing, and it's just scared me ever since.
Yeah, I remember I used a tank too. It was okay. You end up feeling a little invincible because you're always being healed. So it doesn't matter what you get smashed. And then you go out and you adventure somewhere and you go out and just do it. And you run right in and you get killed. And it's like, oh, yeah, I don't have a healer.
Don't have a healer
healing
with
my
me.
Ass all the time. Yeah.
I do have one that I use as a tank when I'm leveling. I just haven't used her to tank anything. So that
well,
was
that's
our
awesome.
Weekend. That was yeah. We had a great, great, great weekend.
So yeah, guys, if you want to, how many people were in the raid group?
Saturday was 16. We had a small group. And I know we weren't full Friday. I did not write down how many were in the raid on Friday.
Okay. Well, no, that's fine. That's fine. I was just
curious.
I'll
try to remember to do that.
Yeah, if you if you're looking to get in with a good raid group, we do go by seniority. So people who've been here a while, they get first choice of getting into the raid or not. My wife takes care of all that. She's like the raid secretary, I guess you'd say, or administrator, whatever.
Coordinator.
Coordinator. Yeah, there you go. And she keeps track of it. So don't get discouraged if you can't get in, because that just means that we've got a full group. But if we're not getting full groups, then we can definitely use you, and you can learn. You know, there is going to be a minimum item level in order to get in. You know, we can only drag so many people through, so with low gear scores. But just keep working on your gear score. If you can't get in, work on your gear score and get it up there, and we will definitely help you get your gear score up. All you got to do is get into our Discord and say, hey, help me get my gear score up. We'd be happy to help you.
Yeah, I went back and checked. We had 23 people on Friday.
On Friday, yeah. Okay. So we're still seven short of a full group. Yeah, we still have room. So, if you're listening and you want to get in with us, we do require you to have Discord, and you must be able to listen to what we're saying. You don't have to talk, but you will have to get into voice in Discord, and then you can just mute your mic if you'd like, and just listen to the raid leaders. And we do have a different server. It's not the Lion's Pride Tavern server. That's our public Discord server. We have a different Discord server for our raid team. And once you get, that you tell us you want to get into it, we'll give you the link for that and get you in there so you can at least get in. And
when you're on, make sure you're in. You get your mic set up. If you're going to use your mic, get set up for push to talk.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's certain things they'll require. I guess food's provided now, and now they have the raid. Are they still doing the same raid potions? I guess.
We have the same feast and the 30-minute ones. Yeah. Cauldron. Yep.
Yeah. So we have people doing feasts and cauldrons, but by all means, if you want to help contribute to making those, I guarantee you they love to have, the meats and stuff that they need to make the cauldrons or the feasts, whatever that may be. Just all you got to do is just say the word in Discord, and they'll tell you what they need, and then you can send it to certain people, and that way they're being made, and the cauldrons that require all these materials in order to do up to. So. And we, just helps everybody out, and we'll get you in the raid group, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to next weekend. Like I said,
You'll like it.
I haven't looked at it yet.
Fafford knows if he ever comes home on a raid night and mommy's head is in her hand and laying down on the desk, he knows that I've decided to come back.
And I should come back to you.
She's over there. She's over there crying, going, "Oh, Max coming tonight."
I got two of them.
But yeah,
sorry,
one of these days,
Mommy,
Mac will
I
come
can't
back.
Help you with those things. But you do have full permission to frying pan him,
right? But Max got Classic, and he's got a raid group going there. So if it's something you want to do that too, if you're doing Wrath of the Lich King and you really like that, you want to get into a raid group and you couldn't before because of all the elitists out there that were there the first time Wrath of the Lich King came through, definitely these guys are not elitists. They will help you in any way they can to get you geared up and ready to play and just have a lot of fun, because that's what this game is about. It's about having fun with people who are like-minded. I have never met Lorelei in person, but if I did, it would be just like we've known each other. Well, geez, how long have we known each other, Lorelei?
Since Pandaria.
Yeah. So
that's how I cars and video. Yeah, the expansions. Yeah. That's how I know remember things nowadays.
You know, I mean, I've been playing with these guys for years.
If we get a chance to meet in person, I will take you and the family to Regino's.
Yes, that's that pizza place, right?
Yeah, the Italian place. Yeah.
Yes, I remember that. Because I was stationed where Lorelei's at, so I had a few stomping grounds we had that were the same. So, but I wasn't there very long. I was only there for like a year, maybe a year and a half. And then we transferred around to the West Coast. So, but I had a great time in Virginia. I loved it. It was great.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, guys, we do need to move along. I hear the music. It's time for Lorelei's Pet Battle Minute.
Hello, pet battlers. 10.1.5 has hit the PTR, and here's everything we have so far for battle pets. Inert Phoenix Ash is now found on both varieties of fire elementals in the area it drops in Ungoro Crater. That's if you're looking for your pet. And at a significantly increased drop rate. So I'm glad that they're changing this, as that was the worst grind I've ever seen. And I wish that it had come earlier. And there'll be a new achievement called, Welp, There It Is. And we've done such a great job of getting our flights together and making sure that their little eggs are safe, that the dragons have more eggs than they can handle. So they've called in the crew at the Little Scales daycare to help. And the crew quickly finds itself overwhelmed and they ask us to help. Complete 16 quests and you'll receive Axel. Axel likes bees, but no one knows why. And there are two other quests found at the Little Scales daycare called Hey Nanny Nanny and Daycare Derby. These aren't related to pet battles, but they're probably fun things you can do. There will be four new pets that have been discovered so far and a whole slew of unknown data mine pet models. Lots of good things to look forward to. So keep working on your pet battles, collect your pet charms and leveling stones, and as always, don't forget to stop by warcraftpets.com, update your collection, and have a wonderful week.
Awesome. Next up, Max Gold Making Tips.
You're listening to the Goblin Goldcast. I got mouths to feed, so let's get this thing started. Time is money, friend.
Hey, everyone. We've just ended the Darkmoon Fearing Classic Wrath of the Lich King. And this event can net inscriptionists a huge amount of gold. It requires a lot of herb farming, or good herb prices in the auction house. Then it takes a bit of patience to wait for the Dark Moon Fair to end. Now, inscriptionists of level 400 or more can make Dark Moon Cards of the North. There are three types of these cards, the Prism, Undeath, and Nobles. Combining 80 of these cards from the Ace through the 8 creates a deck. And these decks can be turned in during the Dark Moon Fair in exchange for a deck of the Berserker, Death, Illusion, and Greatness. Now, while all these decks can be sold in the auction house, the Nobles deck in particular is very valuable. It exchanges for one of the better in trinket slots for Ret Pallies, DKs, and Arms and Fury Warriors. The price of these decks drops during the Dark Moon Fair while it's going on, but even during the Dark Moon Fair, the Deck of Greatness, which is what you get for the Nobles deck, sells for thousands of gold. Just before the podcast, the least expensive in the auction house was 5K. And then between Dark Moon Fair, these prices go up because the exchange vendor isn't available. This is a very grindy farm, but the ability to make huge profits makes it well worthwhile. I know Dex has made close to 60K in gold just farming and selling these cards. And he's only been back for a very short time. If you've got an inscriptionist and haven't tried turning these in, give it a shot. I'm sure you'll enjoy the gold. If you have any special gold-making spot that you'd like to share with our listeners, a suggestion, or if you have any questions, you can leave me a message on the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord or email me at Mac, that's M-A-C, goblingoldcast@gmail.com, or you can contact me on Twitter at goblingoldcast. I'd like to thank Kevin McLeod for his music Hot Rock and Schaefer Bates for his awesome goblin voice during the intro. We'll talk to you next time. Now go make some gold.
Nice. Next up, something wonderful. Mrs. Mac's frying pan.
Bezan cries out in the night, growing restless, longing for some dietary company.
and welcome to this week's Mrs. Mac's Frying Pan, the portion of the show where I find new and unusual ways to take over Mac's kitchen. Recently, we had a holiday. No, not Mother's Day. Cinco de Mayo. And a very dear friend of mine was looking for something Cinco de Mayo-ish to take to work, but it needed to be a dessert. And as we know, I can find almost anything on the internet. So I did a quick search and came up with 15 easy Cinco de Mayo recipes. My friend, Lystra, decided to make the sopapillas. When she told me how easy they were to make, of course, I had to make it as well. I took it to the ladies' tea the next day, and it was a success. I ended up putting a little dollop of whipped cream and raspberry on top of each one, and oh my goodness gracious. And the leftovers that came home went to the railroad with Mac, and he came home with an empty container, so I'll take that as a taste test, but I'm kind of concerned because railroaders have been known to do weird things like fry turkeys indoors and stuff. Anyway, I made a second batch this week and took half of it to my doctor. The bars were all gone before I even got in for my appointment. The second half I fed to a few grandkids. The three-year-old tiny terrorist loved it after I gave him a bite. The 11-year-old devoured most of the rest of the pan. I had a few, I admit, but he devoured the rest. So, without any further silliness, here is this week's recipe. You will need 2 tubes of buttery crescent rolls. Plain ones work well, too. I tried that. And if you do the plain, there's also the crescent sheets that are available in many different grocers' refrigerated sections. 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese that are at room temperature. 1 teaspoon more or less of vanilla. 1.5 cups of sugar, and that'll be divided. 1 teaspoon of cinnamon and 1/4 cup of melted butter. Preheat your oven to 350-degree freedom unit. Spray a 9x12 baking dish with cooking spray. Open one package of the rolls and lay the whole shebang flat on the bottom of the baking dish. Next, with an electric mixer, handheld ones work great for this, beat cream cheese, vanilla, and 1 cup of the sugar together until it's creamy and smooth. Spread it over the bottom layer of dough in the pan. Take the last package of rolls and open it up. Place it on a piece of parchment paper or tin foil. Seal the seams by pinching them together. Then place the dough on top of the cream cheese mixture. Brush with your melted butter and then combine the cinnamon and the remaining sugar and sprinkle all over the top. Bake it for about 30 minutes or so and poof-ta, you've got sopapilla. According to the recipe, it makes 12 servings. Those must be huge servings because I cut them into more manageable sizes, especially for the ladies' tea. Anyway, these things, can you say amazing? How many languages can you say amazing in? Well, that will do it for this week's episode. As always, I welcome comments, criticisms, and cooking tips. You can find me in Discord on the Lion's Pride Tavern server, or you may email me at Mrs. Mac Goblin Goldcast, that's MRS MAC, goblingoldcast@gmail.com. Now, go have some fun and make something wonderful.
Also amazing.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I've made those 3 times in about 1.5 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I sound good.
I had to do a test run first, and I took those to work.
Yeah.
Test run. It's like, you know, they got to use the work people as guinea pigs. I'm not going to lie. Took it in for that, and then I took 2 more pans in for the Cinco de Mayo celebration, and then one of my student teachers, who I absolutely adored, didn't get any, and she was getting ready to leave and go graduate, so I made another pan to take in. Now, Mrs. Mac, you said you put whipped cream on yours?
Yes, I made some stabilized whipped cream, and then I popped a raspberry on top of that.
Okay, I ended up taking in just canned whipped cream because we're all about easy, okay? And
yeah.
I chopped up some strawberries, and I also took in caramel sauce. And people were drizzling the caramel sauce over it and putting a little bit of whipped cream on it, too. So, yeah. Mm. I can't recommend these enough. Seriously, they're the bomb. And easy. Did I say they're easy? They're really easy.
Yeah.
They didn't sound easy, but they sound delicious.
Oh, please.
Oh, please. Hey, Mrs. Mack, I got one for next week.
Oh.
You're going to love it.
Okay.
All right. Well, next up, herding cats with Lystra.
And I won't cry if I ever die. My skills are quite a shock, because I'm a warlock. And I said, hey, I don't take crap if I go. Ooh, I'll just have to use lifetime. People fear me when I cap. And I said, hey, I don't take crap if I go. Ooh, I'll just have to use lifetime. I'm a warlock.
Hey everybody, this month, how about that? We're already two weeks in. Yes, tomorrow's the 14th. May is mental health month. Boy, do I need a mental health check. I can say that most of us have struggled with mental health at some point or other in our lives, whether it's in a daily function or due to major life events, genetics, it happens to everyone. And I found a website, and it is called Mental Health America, and it is www.mhanational.org. It's wonderful. They have a great set of self-help tools that can help you screen for symptoms of mental health disorders, stress tests, tips on how to boost your mental health, and improve your daily life. Now, I'm going to be working on myself this month because we're getting to the end of the school year. Man, is it challenging. And I got to tell you, my extended family drives me crazy. So I'm going to work on me, and I challenge you to do the same. Pick something. Maybe you've got something going on you don't even realize. Think of something in your life you want to improve. Figure out what you can do to take a step in the right direction. Work your strengths. Do something that you're good at to build self-confidence, and then tackle a little tougher task. You got this. You can do this. I keep giving myself the pep talk. Let me tell you, getting to 80 has been no picnic. Sometimes you don't need to add new activities to get more pleasure out of things. We just need to soak up the joy in the ones we've already got. Be optimistic. Focus on the positive. Hey, that 80 is coming. I know it's going to happen, and I got lots of people that are going to help me get there. Make yourself a gratitude list. I am thankful for all of my WoW friends, all the guys that are helping me get that tune there, because I haven't had a lot of time. And since we're gaming people, we need to make sure that we enjoy at least 15 minutes of sunshine. Okay, find the sunshine. Sunlight gives us vitamin D, which is a mood elevator, and we could really use that. So if this helps even one person, it's going to make me a little happy camper. Thanks for listening, and as always, I can be reached at mslystra@gmail.com, Twitter at mslystra, or on twitch.tv at mslystra as well. Have a great week, and don't be a dumb warlock.
Nice. All right, last but not least, it's WFN News, Warcraft Fafford News. WoW tokens are at 228K this week. Can't compare it to last week because we didn't have a podcast the last 2 weeks. The only thing really going on news-wise is our bonus event, and that's the World Quest this week. So everything else is kind of we kind of missed some that was going on for the 2 weeks, and then coming up, there's a bunch of stuff coming up. So we should have more news for you next podcast. So, guys, thanks so much for coming back after a couple week vacation time there and doing the podcast with us.
Anytime,
I look forward to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? We're going on our 7th year, guys. 7 years
of podcast. Cow.
Right? So, speaking of that, everybody, if you've come this far in the podcast, You know, I always ask if you have some extra money laying around. You didn't go get your latte in the morning and you got a spare $6, or is it $8 now for latte? I don't remember.
It's spendy.
Yeah, it is. But send it our way. There is a link in the description for PayPal that goes right into our PayPal account. And we have to pay for our storage and our bandwidth that we use for this podcast. And we do it once a year. We pay for it on a yearly basis, and it is quite expensive. But as you can see, if you've gone to our host, which is Podomatic.com, you will see that we are typically right in the top 10 of the gaming category. And there's like 4,200 podcasts, the gaming podcasts, that are out there. And we're always in the top 10. I shouldn't say always, but typically we are. Week to week, we're always there, but you know, there could be the possibility that we could drop, but so far we haven't. We've been holding like number 3, guys. That's pretty amazing.
For a long time.
Yeah, for a long time.
Still waiting for our invitation to BlizzCon.
Right.
Yeah.
even our public service announcements, even our PSAs hit number 3 over all the other.
What was our PSA?
Our PSA was just the fact that we weren't going to have a podcast for a couple of weeks there because we're waiting for the new content to come out. So, but yeah, if you could help us out, we really appreciate it. The smallest amount helps, or the largest amount helps even better. But all we ask, right? All we ask is that, you know, you don't have one coffee a week, and it could be Mondays because Mondays suck anyway. So you might as well go into work grumpier than normal without your coffee. And then, you know, and we could have that $6 or $8 that you missed your coffee on. But that would be fantastic. Also want to let you know, we do have a merchandise store, which Miss Lystra is the one that heads that up. So if there's anything you want to see in the store, something WoW related, we get, you know, she makes it up. She's the artist. She's the one that comes up with the majority of the stuff there, and the proceeds from the sale of stuff on our web store, which the link is also in the description, helps pay for the podcast too. So you can get something out of it. You want a t-shirt that said it's Faffer's fault? Fine by me. Just, you know.
You want a t-shirt careful. That says I got naked with the Lion's Pride Tavern?
There you go. Yep. I got naked
we
with
got
the Lion's
that.
Pride Tavern. Yep. So oh,
have
played
you,
in our
have
naked
you started
contest?
A new contest yet?
Not yet. No, we haven't.
Yeah, when are we gonna?
We can anytime, I suppose. Let's talk about that, and that'll be a topic for next week's podcast, I think.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Okey-dokey.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for coming, and I also want to thank Charm for all of her beautiful music. Please go visit her website and her YouTube channels. Her links are in the description below. Plus Vincent Reno for his Heavy Metal Tavern music at the beginning of the show. Both these artists were gracious enough to let us use their music royalty-free until we get too big where they're inviting us to BlizzCon. And then they're one cut. So
that's when the cease and desist letters start.
Yeah,
rolling.
Right. They're like, hey.
I've already been a recipient. Come on.
Well, that's because you were outside her window. I mean, come on.
There we go.
If I was Charm, I'd put one out too. So.
Ding, 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 ding. Hello.
It's a goblin. I'm just a little goblin.
Oh, so many bad jokes right there. You need to stop.
Yeah. Well, we'll wrap it up then. Thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
I go make some gold.
Go have some fun and make something wonderful.
Don't be a dumb warlock. We'll see you next week.